p.m. on the 19, 25, and 31 meter band. Time for the 0 hour. Strike up the band.
Calling in the Pacific. For the next assembly 5 minutes, we're going to take you through music as you like it in 3 ways. Use from the Fighting and Boom Fund. A bit of this and that from the studio gang. And think out of the thought for the day.
All right, let's get started.
First is fighting news for fighting men.
With fighting activities increasing in this part of the world, more and more attention is being turned this way.
So we'll start the game with more news with the situation in the war of Greater East Asia.
Since the composite war is up and outside the Imperial headquarters of American forces in the air battle off Taiwan, there have been some additional news. Four or more American warships of the remnants of the 58th American Task Force were confirmed to have been damaged in a Japanese night attack on October the 14th. Two were cruisers and the other two were of an unknown category. The remnants of this battered task force, now in flight, are reported to be 350 miles east of Taiwan, together with other relief units, with the Japanese still after them. Meanwhile, regarding the action off Nicobar Island, which we mentioned yesterday, details known up to the present are that the Americans have sustained a loss of one aircraft carrier and one destroyer sunk, and one destroyer and a battleship damaged, and 11 sailors shot down. A British task force has also appeared on the scene, and concerning this, the Imperial headquarters issued a communique this afternoon to the effect that a British task force that was sighted south of Car Nicobar Island of the Nicobar Group was attacked by the Japanese, who sank one aircraft carrier and one destroyer, and damaged a battleship and another destroyer out of the British task force. There was another Imperial headquarters communique yesterday afternoon regarding the American attacks that have started against Leyte Bay of the Philippines. The communique said that an American fleet accompanied by transports invaded Leyte Bay in the Philippines on October the 17th, and since then have been killing and burning the first of the day. The communique added that Japanese army and naval forces in this area are now attacking this fleet.
However, there have been more reports regarding this since then, and it seems that the Americans have landed on Leyte Island at two points, in the south and in the east.
This task force consists of the 5th Fleet under Admiral Robert Spruan and other Navy vessels under General MacArthur. However, and yet, there have been no reports as to the details of this battle. On Peleliu Island, where we haven't heard for the past few days, Japanese resistance is still reported to be going strong, and large American losses here have been confirmed by the fact that the 10th American hospital ship has made its appearance here to take back more wounded soldiers. The United States War Department announced today that American war casualties now total 543,000, according to San Francisco Radio. And now for the European fighting news. On the Western Front, Aachen remains the scene of bitter fighting as 5th German resistance is causing the attackers to fight for every inch of ground. Nevertheless, they have now broken into the town itself, where heavy street fighting is a present taking place. In Holland, British and American attacks remained unsuccessful on the whole yesterday, according to today's German war communique, as both British assaults around Kelmarnock and American breakthrough attempts near Aachen were frustrated by German counterattacks. Down in the Niedermond sector, German counterattacks led to the ousting of the Americans from their positions, while around Eppinau, a heavy battle still rages. American air attacks over Germany yesterday were centered on Kassel, Kiel, and Bonn. In these raids, damage was reported to be heaviest at Bonn, which included the destruction of the famous Bonn University and 16 hospitals destroyed. In the battle sectors of the Italian front, the fighting is pretty heated, with strong attacks being staged by both sides, but without making much headway. The American 6th Army exerted further pressure, but the Germans launched a counterattack in reply and recaptured ground that was lost. Thus, even if things got again. Along the Bologna Road, some small penetrations were made by the Americans by the sacrifice of Trilinopi. And here's some news from Greece, where we haven't heard from for quite a while. The report is that the town of Sabin, in central Greece, was evacuated by the Germans in accordance with the German detaching movement. Regarding the situation in Serbia, all we know is that fierce fighting is going on near a place called Kragujevac and also southeast of Belgrade. In Hungary, the Germans and Hungarians around the Dresden engaged in battle Soviet forces who are attempting to advance in a northerly direction. Along the other fighting sectors on this front, Soviet attacks were successfully repulsed, according to German reports. But further north, on the East-Prussian border, fighting was increasing in violence,
and the Germans have withdrawn from the town of Eichkorn.
But apart from that, little is known. Still further up north,
in the Baltic, the Soviets again launched a fifth assault between Dublin
and the Gulf of Mexico, and fighting is reported to be still in full swing. And that, gentlemen, was once again round up today's war news
for Friday, October the 20th, 1944. That's the war situation, then.
And this is the 0 hour. I'm in the Pacific.
Doc, tell Anne to take over while I go train my boys.
What's more, boss?
Quiet.
You'll know in a few minutes. In the meantime, gentlemen,
the 0 hour calls on a little lady with the languid music.
Of course, your favorite playmate, Hoffman, at the microphone.
And
I can
watch.
And I've got landed music for you tonight. I'll ask you. The combination by Billy Howard and Vincent produces only one kind of music, yes? Rock and women music in Texas. Since Eddie Howard is my favorite voice in the song, I'm happy to welcome this evening's festival. The song is such a nice thing. Is this one my goodness? Yes.
They should be moved from the bag of the mountain. You look at people. And if the high upstairs, it's the way you're going. You want to do. Remember, try to put your pocket. You lucky people. When here's the dream of the blessed, and to survive, I'll add a small little rainbow, just like you see pictured in the world. Now in a wraparound sky, of moonlight blue, and it's yours for a love of moonlight and the snow world of fire, you lucky people, and it's yours for all of us, you lucky people.
Lucky People You from the film Road to Zanzibar. And since you got started editing, let's have another one. Certainly, this is an editing that owes the lovely melody, Molly Down to Me.
My love, you know you. I am the just none was remain. And every cloud I left still in your name for home. So I lay down to dream of you. Stand up, close my eyes.
Intermission time. But that doesn't mean to get up and leave your places to stretch your legs. No, it only means you have a change in scenery. And what a change. Here's my time for you to dance the lovely Jimmy Sim and one of the popular melodies from The Very Was a Lady. The title, Do I Love You? Delightful intermission number it was. Thank you, Jimmy. The boys are that pleased. Now for the final number on this very languid program. Eddie Howard steps up, takes a bow, and sings an unforgettable musical composition by Ruth Lowe, He knew what she was writing and she said, "I'll never smile again."
Calling in the Pacific. And if you don't mind,
I think I could sing.
What? No applause?
What? Everybody's left the room.
Ah, but you're here. So here's to you, Joe. Love her come back to me.
Well, that's yours.
My heart, live on the tip of the night and the snow. And it will never in my mind. Just fly with blue and high above. The moon was new and full of light. Man was singing, Robert, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is gone, you've gone away. It's aching the heart of mine, it seems. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, the clock is old, and while I'm waiting, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
Hello again, friends. This is Joe calling. The little old place of the jukebox. The little old place where you can take off your shoes and teeth anytime, and the law can't get you. The little place of the furniture and the drink that used to make life something worth investigating. And last but not least, the little old place where Nickel would bring you your favorite tune. Tonight we go off on this and listen to the music of some of the greatest artists in the field of jazz.
First off, we drop a Nickel for some of the fast work of the famous Johnny Hunt. Here's a tune written by the famous collaborator, Toby Carmichael, a fellow named Parry. And this tune certainly got popular.
Oh,
remember that this little old place is still functioning on all 15.
And if the law thinks we still have an employee, we'll come down to hear some music.
Otherwise, the ones we have will wear out, and they're not making them anymore, either. And now, between chicken sandwiches, let's squeeze in another one, sir. This time, we hear from Jimmy Lundstrom and his technique boys. Listen to Don Gibson sing, "You Set Me On Fire." Jump back to another quick shot of the music of Johnny Hunter in his office. The one tune that the master wrote in collaboration with the Duke himself. It's called Rendezvous with Rhythm.
Thank you.